The First Page of The Homemade Dragon by Norman Hunter. Incredibilania was a kingdom, though it didn't sound like one. In fact, most people who heard its name for the first time thought it was either an illness or the name of a new kind of dance. But it was a kingdom. A rather small kingdom, certainly, but what it lacked in size, Incredibilania more than made up in completeness. All except one thing. Incredibilania hadn't got a dragon. It had a free sweet shop in the square where you could have as many good things as you liked, or as many as you could eat, whichever was the greater, all for nothing. It had a fountain that played ginger beer, lemonade and orange crush. It had a state orchard where all the trees grew crystallized fruits. But it hadn't got a dragon. Not even a young dragon, or even a stuffed dragon, or dragonfly. It had schools where every day was a half holiday. It had theatres where every day there was a different pantomime. But it hadn't a dragon. It had an ornamental king and a decorative queen. It had three lovely princesses and several fierce duchesses, just as any proper kingdom should have. But no dragon. "You know, it's really time we had a dragon," said the king one day to his councillors. "Two or three of the neighbouring kingdoms have had dragons for years, and they're beginning to put on airs about them." "Yes," said the queen, "only yesterday that impudent young ambassador from Bunceville was saying, 'Our dragon this, and our dragon that, and our dragon, you know,' as if having a dragon was the only thing that mattered nowadays." That was the first page of The Homemade Dragon by Norman Hunter.